Hello. We welcome you once again to the program Everyday English. There are a number of words in English which are used in different grammatical capacities with correspondingly different meanings. They include little, a little, few, and a few. In the next few programs, we're going to consider the meanings and grammatical uses of these words and phrases. In this program, we look at the first two of these.
Little.
And?
A little.
We take little first. This is a very common and frequent word. Its most common use is as an adjective, as in this sentence.
I borrowed a little notebook from the shelf.
A little notebook. Little is an adjective which qualifies or modulates the meaning of the noun notebook. The noun happens to be a count and singular noun. The sentence can be rephrased in some such words as,
I borrowed a notebook. That notebook is not big. It is small.
One meaning of little, then, is small, not big. It is an adjective like big or small, and as we have said, all adjectives have a simple form, a comparative form, and a superlative form. For example,
big, bigger, biggest.
Small, smaller, smallest.
But although little, meaning not big, but small, is also an adjective, it is not usual to compare it in the way we did big and small. We do not normally say
little, littler, littlest.
I said it's unusual to meet this series, although it is just possible to meet
this is littler than the one I showed you.
Or,
this is the littlest of all the boys we have met here.
But such expressions are intended to be humorous. We would normally use the forms of small, which is a near synonym of little. For example,
the Intis have bought a little house.
I happen to have seen it, but this house is smaller. And the one near the beach is even much smaller.
But the one we went to see this week is the smallest of all the houses we have seen this week.
So that instead of little, littler, littlest, we say
little, smaller, smallest.
We do not say
the Intis have bought a little house, but this house is littler.
And this is the littlest house we have seen this week.
The adjective little seems to be peculiar. You've noted one of these peculiarities. I think we should draw attention to another of its peculiarities or deficiencies. I'm going to give you several pairs of sentences in which the same adjective occurs in one particular position in one of the sentences and in a different position in another sentence. Now listen to this.
He has a small house.
Small house. The adjective comes before the noun house.
His house is small.
The adjective small does not occur in the immediate neighborhood of the noun house. Rather, it follows the forms of the verb to be. Now, please listen again.
He has a small house.
The house is small.
Here are more examples of pairs of sentences containing different adjectives.
She works at a new restaurant.
The restaurant is new.
Here is a white puppy.
The puppy is white.
Adjectives in English normally occur in these two grammatical positions. 1. Adjective plus noun. And 2. To be plus adjective. But the adjective little, expressing smallness in size, is defective in this regard. For although we say,
this is a little house,
where an adjective is followed by a noun, we do not say,
this house is little.
This is a little house.
Fine.
This house is little.
Not a good sentence. That is not okay. Let's now listen to a few more examples of sentences containing little used as an adjective in the correct position.
She seems to be crazy about pets.
Has she done the unusual again?
Fancy, she's brought in 17 little puppies.
She'll need liters and liters of milk a week.
She's brought in 17 little puppies. Little puppies. Little followed by the noun puppies. But we don't say,
the puppies are little.
That's not good English. Instead, use small in this position.
The puppies are small.
Here's another example.
The little band of Adwa dancers will appear soon.
To do what?
To entertain us, of course.
Entertain?
Yes. And among this little band of dancers is a funny little man.
A funny little man, you said? What would be his role in all this?
To add a little spice into the bargain.
Why a horrid little man?
I did not say a horrid little man. I said a funny little man. But to counterbalance the presence and effects of this funny little man, they are also coming with a sweet little girl.
A funny little man and a sweet little girl to dance?
Yes, they are a comedy duo, an incongruous twosome.
In this short exchange, we've met
a little band of dancers.
This is equivalent to a small band of dancers. We've also met a little spice, which means
a small amount of spice. Spice here is being used to mean excitement.
A funny little man and a sweet little girl.
In all these, little refers to size, smallness of size. But the combination of little and funny, little and sweet, expresses the speaker's feeling towards the referent of the nouns which little describes. The feeling may be one of affection, pleasure, or annoyance. Here are a couple of examples.
A nice little office.
A combination of nice and little. The office may be small in size, but the combination of little and nice reflects the speaker's attitude to the office. He thinks it's a desirable place to work at.
What a nasty little man.
Nasty little man. The objective emphasis here is not so much on the size of the man as the general impression of unpleasantness about him. We've now met nice, nasty, funny, and sweet, which combine with the adjective little to express one's feeling about the object being described. Here are a few more examples.
She bought a pretty little dress.
The commonest adjectives used with little to express attitudes include pretty, dear, sweet, nasty, funny, and horrid. One final point about the adjective little. It is quite clear from some of the examples given so far that little is not always equivalent in meaning to small. One important meaning of little is young. And when the word is used to mean young, it can follow the word to be. For example,
when he was little, he had several tufts of hair on his body.
The sentence means,
when he was young, he had several tufts of hair on his body.
Remember, we've said that we do not say,
the boy was little.
Little here means small. But we can say,
when he was little.
Little here means young, not small. It is important to distinguish between little, when it refers to smallness in size, and little, when it means young. Thank you, listeners. Have a good day.